Ain't gonna burn ourselves out no more. Ain't gonna burn ourselves out no more. Got each other on our side, plus all the folks at Fried, the Burnout Podcast with Kate Donovan.
You deserve more than feeling constantly fried to a crisp. Welcome to Fried, the Burnout Podcast, where you get the understanding, the community, and the information you need to end burnout for good. I'm your host, Kate Donovan, and all of my work focuses on hashtag ending burnout culture. Outside the pod, you'll find me on stages at conferences giving keynotes, in offices providing corporate trainings, doing virtual VIP one-on-one work, or supporting our group program, Unfried, that is run by my right-hand woman, Sarah Vosen. Both Sarah and I have been through burnout and came out stronger, happier, and more fulfilled, and we want that post-burnout growth for you, too.
Hey, Fried fam. Today, we are going to have a conversation about toxic workplaces, and this keeps coming up because one of the things that I try to avoid is blaming everything on one issue, right? So I believe that burnout has a web of causative factors. Some of them may or may not be your workplace. Some of them may be things that you experienced as a child, which led to coping mechanisms that served you for a long time, but maybe are no longer serving you now. Some things are related to nature and DNA and genetics. So there's always a mixed bag of elements when it comes to what your burnout looks like. And one of the big factors that you need to consider when you are going through burnout recovery is that you have to have a high enough level of awareness of your body's reactions. We talk about this interoception a lot on the podcast, this idea that your body has a response and that you can listen to it and trust it and respond to it. And that's everything from peeing when you need to pee and knowing when you're with people that are dangerous to you, right? Knowing when there's toxicity around you. Something that I would like to address today is the fact that if your work environment is in fact toxic, and it only takes one person, one really toxic person to make a toxic work environment, if your work environment is toxic, you will not be able to fully recover when you're there. The majority of people don't have a toxic work environment, but it is something that happens. I would probably say of the people that I've spoken to, a good 35% of the time, the situation was, you cannot stay in this place because this is not a safe situation for you. This is a toxic environment for you. And therefore, we need to remove you from this situation. What happens because of pop culture and pop psychology is that people assume that if they just get stronger, have better boundaries, or can manage their emotions better, that somehow they will be able to manage and handle a toxic environment. That would be like saying, if I just meditate enough, I can swim in toxic chemicals and they won't bother my body. That's just not true. And you shouldn't have to, you shouldn't be making choices, if you don't have to, obviously, you shouldn't be making choices that keep you in a toxic environment with you having to quote unquote manage it. That is a burnout forward choice. I mean, you are going to burn out and you're going to keep burning out. But what I want to talk about today is this like really similar pattern that a lot of people go through. We hear this a lot in the group. I see it a lot in clients. Sarah sees it a lot with her clients. And so we have this thing that starts with, oh my goodness, I'm burnt out. This is step one. This is the toxic workplace burnout cycle. Oh my goodness, I'm burnt out. Lucky me, my environment has some support. So I'm able to take some time off. So I take some time off, maybe a month, maybe 2 months, maybe three, maybe six if I'm super lucky. I do some recovery during that time. If you've listened to Fried in the past, you know that the recovery process is 12 to 18 months. So even if you did get 6 months, you're not likely fully recovered at this point, but you're well on your way. you go back to work, you have a conversation with HR and with your bosses about a phased return to work, about increasing your responsibilities and your time spent at work over a period of time so that you're not just jumping right in the deep end when you get back, so that you can sort of test your tolerance and see how you feel and see what you're able to do. So you've burnt out, you've taken some time off, you have this phased return to work, and then shit gets messy. Then you find that you're not actually getting a phased return to work. You're either getting shoved to the side completely and given absolutely meaningless tasks, or your requests to be phased in have been completely ignored, and now you are supposed to be running at full speed and you are just not quite ready for it. Both of these sides are dangerous. The thing about being given sort of less to do and being given almost too little to do is that your workplace thinks that they're being supportive in this instance. So this might just require some conversations and some initiation from you about what tasks you might like to take on. But if you're being completely ignored, this is a massive burnout, toxic environment red flag. All right? Huge. So you don't have the support. You feel over time that you absolutely now must quit this job because you can't stay. We're back to this idea that you can't just meditate enough or positive think enough or create enough boundaries to survive in an environment that is toxic. It's just not going to work. So you are strong enough now. You've done enough burnout recovery to understand that you're not going to change this environment by staying in it, and this environment is never going to support you, and you decide to leave. So you do, but then comes the emotional upheaval. There's a lot of people that explain that they, after something like this happens, they're left with really low confidence. They're feeling worthless. They feel socially isolated. They don't know how to search for a new job. They're nervous about searching for a new job. They're wondering if they'll ever be able to work again. Their social circle often doesn't know how to respond, which is not their social circle's fault. Most people are just not educated well enough in the realms of burnout to have these conversations easily. And then that social isolation turns into loneliness. And they feel like they're the odd one out. And you feel like, oh my God, why is everybody around me making it in life? And I can't hang. I can't hack it. And then that turns into a general feeling of despair. There's a hopelessness, people feeling stuck. They're not sure how to move forward. They feel like their emotional state is taken over. They feel like they're back in the beginning of burnout, like they never did any of the recovery. This is really common. And at this point, you need to get outside help. You can come to one of us. You can come to me. You can come to Sarah. You can go to a therapist. You can call a friend. You can join the Facebook group and talk to people there. You can join our office hours and talk to people there. You can, there's options for how you get that help. But this is not a place that you should be crawling out of by yourself. Sometimes in this place, it is necessary to talk to a psychiatrist and maybe use some sort of antidepressant, anti-anxiety, etc. That absolutely happens. And if that's what you need to do, please don't feel like, I hear so often people saying, oh, I should be strong enough to not need it. That's not what this is about at all. If you've been pulled down into that place, you've been pulled down into that place neurochemically and hormonally and on all sorts of levels. And sometimes you need a kick just to get back into the game. That's okay. It's acceptable. Don't worry about it. So what I want you to know is that this is a pretty common series of events. I actually, in order to create this episode, I copied and pasted a bunch of, I eliminated the names, obviously. I copied and pasted a bunch of posts from the Fried the Burnout podcast group and a couple of client notes, again, without names, put it into ChatGPT and said, pull up the common patterns that everyone's experiencing. And this is what it came up with. Well, part of it, I fixed it after some things were a little weird. The idea is this. A toxic workplace will not only burn you out, but if you go back to it, will sort of destroy your sense of self and your confidence. But the problem isn't you. The problem is the toxic workplace. It only takes one bully, one crappy boss to set things totally sideways. And I know that people that work in HR and leaders don't want to hear that one crappy boss can really ruin it like that for someone, but they can, and they do. And the cost is magnificent. The cost is immense for this person. So if you find yourself in a position where you have left a toxic environment and you're convincing yourself that you're going to be able to go back, I want you to seriously reconsider. And also, if you have already gone back and it's not working out and you do decide to leave, please know that all of the emotions that you experience on the back end of that is not you. It's the experience. A toxic workplace will literally deplete you. It pulls everything out of you. So the reason I wanted to do this episode today was because I want you to understand that you are not alone in this and that there is help for it. All right? Do not do it alone. Find a way to get some support. I think that's really it. I just want you to know that you not only should you not do it alone, you really should do it with someone. When you are in that place where someone else in another environment has drained you completely, you need a positive influence to fill you back up. It's okay to need each other. We also have this idea, or maybe I'll speak for myself, right? Like, I've always carried around this idea that I should be able to figure out everything by myself. It's part of what burnt me out. You can't figure everything out by ourselves. And neurologically, we learn to regulate our systems better when we spend time with somebody who is in regulation. When we are with another person, it's much easier to co-regulate each other than it is to regulate ourselves when we are in a state of depletion. So allow yourself to lean on somebody, anybody, and know that this is not going to last forever. This is not your fault. It's not your fault that you were in a toxic work environment. It does get better. All right. That's all for today. See you next time.